Uniform Alpha Hotel for Kilo November 4, Uniform Alpha Echo. Jim, can you hear me? How's it sounding?
I'm getting an echo off your phone here. Let me turn off the phone. All right, let's try that again now.
Through to me and talk a little bit about something so I can adjust some of these gain knobs and see if I can hear you a little bit better. You sounded like you're in a box on my end.
Well, that's probably because I use a cheap radio and a cheap speaker. You had a little bit of a noise, but it sounded real clear. I can understand you perfectly, so it's not like you were producing any noise or something, and it might be just the distance you're traveling to the antenna.
It's got a couple buttons here. I don't know the difference between the RF gain and the AF gain. Something I'm going to have to learn. Then it's got this clarity. So when I press that button, an RX symbol comes up, and I press the button, and then that symbol goes away. So I'm not sure about that either, but it does sound pretty good. And it may just be this speaker. It's the internal speaker to the to the radio. Also, I'm transmitting. I want to say I'm transmitting about 15 watts right now. I'll check for you.
We can try turning it down and up to see whatever, where it starts, I guess, not hitting the repeaters and stuff like that, because that would be a good thing to test. Did you ever move your antenna up?
Move it up about a third time. You're right, I'm on 50 watts now, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it down to about 25 and see what happens. 25 now. How does this sound, Jim?
Actually, it sounded the same. There was a little bit of crackle in there, but that just may be just whatever from the atmosphere. It sounded about the same to me.
Okay, yeah, it's got some, also got some mic gain controls here as well, which might, have something to do with that as well. I don't know. It's definitely going to take some getting used to figure out where to put my mic. I'm going to go down to about 10 watts and see what happens. 10 watts now, Jim. How does it sound?
Exactly the same. I can't tell any difference.
Nice. I don't know where this repeater is. I'll have to look it up a little bit later to see. I'm going to go down to 5 watts and see what happens. 5 watts is as low as I can go. How does it sound now?
Still got you loud and clear.
Nice. Must be a close repeater. Like I was telling you earlier, it's got the... this auto tune, and I was looking at the instructions on how to tune it, because I was going to see if it would tune this this phong dong up, I followed the instructions, and it didn't do what it said it was going to do, so I have to check that out later. And I did see where you're supposed to be able to use that on any band, UHF, VHF, HF, whatever, but I don't know, so for some reason it's not working.
Use that on HF bands.
Yeah, it's supposed to work now. I did read, and this is why I told you I was going to, I actually already ordered that other antenna, that end fed. I forget what it's called. But anyway, 1778 apparently is not resonant on any, the bands, the 20, 40, 60, 80. But you can tune it there, but you would have a hard time doing it with this internal tuner to this radio. So apparently this radio is good for, something that's already close, like the number 3 to 1 has been referenced, and I'm not 100% sure what that number means, but yeah, if you got one that's got, that's close 3 to 1 resonant or whatever you want to call it, or matching maybe, then it'll do it, but outside of that it won't do it.
Your tuner, tunes your antenna or makes it more resonant at certain frequencies. That 3 to 1, 2 to 1, 1 to 1 is your best. 1 to 1 is. That's the SWR, standing wave ratio, and that would be, the reflective power back to your radio and stuff. If you get too much, some radios will even shut down. They'll protect themselves.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was looking today on just some options for, protecting the radio from, lightning. I thought, it would be really cool if you had a, you know, an automatic switch that, you know, when you're done with the radio, it disconnects the, you know, the feed line from your radio somehow, you know, like just like a regular switch would. Have you seen anything like that before?
Seen like the hard switch is almost like a knife switch, and I don't know if some different, like I said, the antenna tuners or external tuners, or they have switches. Actually, they do have switches that you can select different antennas and different radio combinations, and you can also turn them off.
Walk in the room. She's asking if that's Jim. She hadn't heard from you a long time. She's pretty upset with you for not visiting us lately, by the way.
You guys have been in quarantine for, what, 8 months now? So, you know, nobody's allowed over. Nobody can leave.
Oh, yeah, man, especially, you know, the unclean, as we call them. You know, the dirty old men hanging out in the bars and hanging around with, you know, rough, unclean women and stuff. KN4UAH, by the way.
We did go out drinking, I guess, the last day they were open. So, KN4UAE.
She's gone now, so we can start talking bad again. But now what I was going to say was I did see the switches you're talking about, and I thought, oh, that'd be a great solution. But then I thought, you know, if you selected it, you know, to be away from the, you know, put it on, like, say, channel A or B, would it, in lightning came through, would it still, you know, would it jump? You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if it would protect your radio in any way.
They're rated for, but the ones I've seen some that you can not select anything, so it's just off. So there is no connection there. And again, yeah, I don't know how much it'll jump.
It's kind of a, you know, a risk to try that anyway. But yeah, I'm going to keep looking around for, you know, other ways. For right now, I'll just disconnect it. I do have that lightning arrestor connected, and, you know, it's grounded and all. But right now, I'll just disconnect it overnight in case anything happens. Really nice radio, man. It sounds really good, looks good, feels nice and sturdy. Hoping to get some good use out of it.
Good. I need to get that antenna up in the trees.
Yeah. I think my best bet is going to, I don't know, for this yard, it's probably going to be that inverted V configuration, because I was thinking I could, you know, put it on the roof and then tie it off to the end of the fence post at the end of the fence. But I don't know, man. It'd be interesting to see. I'm going to go out there and play with it tomorrow. This weekend. I got that that arborist, you know, line and weight that I can toss up in the tree and get it down pretty quick so I can play around a little bit and see.
Well, if nothing else, just getting it up, and you should be at least, I'll pick you up if nothing else.
Oh, yeah, for sure, to play around and check out some other stuff. Still kind of curious about what was going on earlier. Right now, I do have this in FM mode, and I am able to hear you, so I don't know what was going on earlier with the other stations that I could or couldn't hear.
I was going to say, let's try some other stations and see.
All right, so the other station I had for us that was good was channel 23, which I have listed as being 14679 with no offset, no tone.
To that one.
All right, I'll try to pick you up down there.
Hey, Dale, how about trying channel 33?
14UAH, come back, Jim.
Hey, Dale, you want to try channel 33?
Yeah, that's got a tone of 123, so let me get that worked out. I'll see you over there in just a minute.
10-4.